Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're here at BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And the fantastic vehicle it is, so do utilise it. 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, now, Aboriginal Housing and Homelessness Forum Secretary, Lead and Aboriginal Housing Victoria Director of Strategy and Performance. We're going to catch up a yarn with Rob McFarlane, CEO, the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Housing Association. And look, just talk about this gap that is widening in regard to housing for our people. And we do have Rob on the line. We'll have a yarn with Rob. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. It's Rob. Nice to meet you, mate.
Hey, nice to meet you, my friend. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who are you, mob? Where are you from, Rob?
Rob McFarlane. I'm a Wiradjuri man from Darlington Point, which is near Griffith in New South Wales, but live in Ryde, which is Wallamadigal country at the moment.
Beautiful. All right, thank you very much. And look, we do have a crisis on our hands here, Aboriginal housing and homelessness, and we need to close this gap. So enlighten us, please. Where are we at with the situation? Thank you.
Yeah, look, we are certainly in a crisis, and we've actually been referring to it as a national emergency, but we don't necessarily feel like that all parties involved, especially government, are treating that way. Mm. And so from a point of view of we are at a lot of tables, we do, we're at a lot of higher-level tables, and there's a lot of talk, but we really feel like it now needs to move to beyond the rhetoric to delivery and for that large-scale structural and systemic change that the Productivity Commission report pointed to in its report.
Well, we are talking about necessity, aren't we? You know, we are in the 21st century. This is a first-world country, and so it's very sad that we're in this predicament.
Oh, 100%. And it's crazy because I think we, Australian people may look overseas and see things going on in third world countries and find it, feel a lot of empathy and see what's going on there and say, oh, how poor are those, those people, and maybe even, occasionally donate and think, how could we help those people? But this is our people. This is Australia. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are statistically bottom of the barrel in many regards. And we grow up a certain way and we see it, but it's going on in our own country. And that's not just in the regional remote areas, it's even in urban areas, and I think it's often forgot. But it is crazy. We're a first world country, but it doesn't feel like that for a lot of our people.
Yeah, and like I said, we're talking about necessities here, and we're talking about closing the gap. And when you look at the platform at the moment regarding housing, it's escalating regarding and the amount of foreigners, refugees and people come to this country. I'm talking about over 4,000 people. So, and we're struggling with housing now. And it just escalates the situation. And government needs to focus in on, well, First Nation people. I mean, we've been screaming out for years, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the reality is when we say there's a housing crisis or a national emergency, that's both for First Nations people and non-First Nations people.
Yes.
But our view and the view of Aboriginal Housing Victoria and the Victorian Aboriginal Housing Forum is that unless you have dedicated plans to talk to, about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the gap isn't going to close.
Yeah.
Even from a point of view, if government does more, for instance, but they do more and across the board, the gap is just going to A few people may be better off, but the gap will not close. We need dedicated plans, dedicated resources. Mm-hmm. And it's our view that a lot of this is to do with efficiencies within government. And government are our partners. We have some really good relationships with government.
Yes.
But they need to focus in on this. And I think there's a lot of government departments, both at a Commonwealth and a jurisdictional level, that have focused housing and homelessness areas. But us in Peaks, we're thinking of this 24/7. We go to sleep, it keeps us up at night.
Exactly.
I think they need to put that same level of focus that we do in the Peaks and that our people in community are facing every day, because we're living and breathing it.
For sure, exactly. So what are you looking at? What solutions? What can we, more development, more areas, housing for First Nation people? Are we talking units? Are we talking townhouses?
I think it's, and I think from NATSIA's point of view and Aboriginal Housing Victoria's point of view, I think it's not a one-size-fits-all, but okay. The whole system needs to be looked at. This is where we pointed for the separate First Nations Housing and Homelessness Plan. I think separate plans mean the government can attach money to things.
Sure.
I think the other thing that we're talking about is community control. I think this is what government has done on small levels, and like I said, so Aboriginal Housing Victoria is at, you know, they're at decision-making tables, and so is NATSIA, but doesn't mean that the power is shifted to where we're in control of those decisions. We might be able to influence those decisions,
sure.
But then government still has the final say. I also find, and Peter Yu from First Nations Portfolio says this, and the ANU First Nations Portfolio, they're a partner of ours, but he says 30 cents in the dollar get to the ground if things go through government, and that's our experience as well.
Yes.
Whereas I think if money went direct to the sector from Treasury, or just basically a flick pass through Peaks and then was delivered by the community, I really feel we would have much better benefit realisation. There'd be more jobs in the community. So not only would we be building homes, but we would then have a infrastructure and an employment infrastructure being developed at the same time.
Have at the moment. Yes. And then we're talking about procurement, talking about jobs, aren't we? If we look at that as a vehicle, as a platform, it's just a smart way to operate, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And look, there's realities at times where government has contracts with large repairs and maintenance or builders that deliver programs, and I understand that. Mm. And they may not be First Nations providers, but the opportunity, if this is looked at, and where I say the whole system, you can actually then create ecosystems. Like when we go out into community, some communities will say sometimes houses are built, but and this is maybe in more of a rural and remote sense, but there's not the jobs to sustain us, so they move to the city. And I think if something's looked at housing and the whole enabling infrastructure and then the economic ecosystem around that at the same time, then we can really make some good decisions.
Sure.
But unfortunately, and look, you know, Lisa from Aboriginal Housing Victoria says this, I say it all the time, when we see in different states and territories, a lot of the Peaks are saying this. If you do that, then I think we'll have much better outcomes for the future. But if you don't, then the gap's just going to stay the same. And as per the report, it's a pretty scathing report. And we want to actually close the gap. We don't want to minutely or incrementally close it. We want to go on.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Fundamental things need to shift.
Well, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, you know, expecting a different result, well, nothing's going to change. Things don't change if things don't change. Isn't that the case, Rob?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. The definition of insanity under Einstein is exactly what you just said.
Exactly. Hey, nice talking with you, Rob. Thank you for the yarn. Please do keep in touch. And all the best. And we'll yarn soon, Rob.
No worries. Thanks for that, mate. Nice to catch up.
You too. Bye bye. Deadly Yarn there. Rob McFarlane, his name is, and he's with the Aboriginal and Housing and Homelessness Forum Secretary, Lead, and Aboriginal Housing Victoria, and Director of Strategy and Performance. And look, there's a gap still there, of course. The gap needs to close. It is widening the way he's talking, and a lot of work needs to be done. There's a simpler process, but government don't run with the simpler process, and we still have this problem, so to speak. And then you have money at the table, and every middleman gets in and grabs their piece of the pie. And when it gets to grassroots, It doesn't really happen. There's nothing there. So, look, have your say. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. With the Ballyround, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout-out, NERS. Too deadly.
Hey, we get on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Nation and our home. This is the country we come from. This is the culture our spirits gave. This is the land of the boomerang.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
It's your boy MSP. I start for worry.
And that's what the city, but I always go remember where I come from. Because I island man, I buy Ubadu man, and you cannot take that away from me. They say home is where your heart is. Oh yes, I believe it. And if I can feel it, yes, I can do it.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program. That is National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're shy, don't act, you're not shy, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. I don't call it Facebook, I call it Sookbook. Shut up, big face. Yarn Up Strong. Now, speaking of Yarn Up Strong, you mob, Max Employment. That's who I'm going to talk to next. We got Deadly Brother here, Damien Martin, and he bought Bodyguard, fine looking Bodyguard, Natasha Williams. And yarn about this space and employing our mob, getting them in the workforce and all different industries at the table. So we're going to yarn about the Max Connect Me Day. That's what it's called. And they come to join me in the studio. And a very good morning to Damien, Natasha. Good morning both. How are you?
Yeah, good, Uncle.
You there? Good morning. Yep. How are you?
Good, Uncle. Thank you.
Yeah, let me just check you. Which one we're on here. My brother just checking your mic there.
Good
just,
one.
Yeah, move that microphone closer there, my brother.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, that's all going good there. Yarn up strong. Yeah, try that. And over here, Natasha. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming to the program. All right, so let's sort of start with you, my brother. Who are you, mob? Where are you from?
So I'm a Quandamooka Noonuckle man and grew up on Kamilaroi Yanawan country down on the Northern Rivers area of Moree and into Kurindai on the Warhollow Mission.
Okay.
I've spent most of my time on Burrabri country, which is the Taree mid-north coast, for the last 23 years.
All right, fantastic.
And I've been up here for this area about the last 10 years. Back
10
home.
Years. All
back
right, home, beautiful. Saw the light come this way. And Sister Natasha, you saw the light, but you moved away from here, went to Brisbane, saw the light, came back.
Correct, yeah. Been here for about 5 years now,
so
but grew up here as a kid.
Local girl, yeah.
Absolutely,
born
and raised.
Where'd you go to school, sis?
Muntingboro State School in Townsville.
Okay, rightio. Down the road, Townsville, big shout out, one love there. So Max Connect Me Day. Natasha, what's your role, your position with the company Max Solutions?
So I'm the business manager for the Cairns site.
Yes.
Yep. Been there for 2 months now.
Okay.
In the business manager role, but I was there when we started the contract in 2022.
All right, fantastic. Stepping up the ladder there, sister.
Absolutely. And Max has had a presence in Cairns for over 10 years as well with the disability space as well. So we're very well established in the community.
Fantastic. And offices as well in far north Queensland?
Yes, so we've got offices in Cairns itself. We've got offices down in Townsville. We've got offices on the Tablelands as well.
Tablelands, fantastic. Damien, your position and the hat you wear there, please, brother.
Yeah. So I'm the Indigenous Program Specialist. Primarily, I help build our cultural capability across the organisation, but also work in the corrective space with one of our contracts down there in Brisbane. I look after the Burrellan TWES program, which is the Transition to Work Employments service. Mm. So I go in working with mob to get them back home and also connect them up with the employment side of services. Mm. Probably got many hats, but one good thing for me is I just love doing what I do. So yeah, it's all passion. About
seeing your eyes, brother. Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's about helping mob get a JOB and look to create a platform for their vision for their future. That's what it's all about. So let's talk about Max Connect Me Day, what's happening there, and explain that to the people and how people can get involved.
Beautiful. So the event is on the 27th of March from 10:30 to 2:30 at the Cairns Basketball Association. That's in Manunda. Mm. These are events that we're planning to hold regularly through the year. And these events are aimed at connecting employers to employees.
Okay. So you have the employers at the table?
We do. We're going to have about 20 employers. Including DATSIP, Centacare, Harvey Norman, just to name a few.
Mm,
but we're looking for local employers that are looking for workers and will be bringing opportunities to that day.
Lovely. I'm picking up there different industries, different strokes for different folks. So
absolutely.
Come along, have a listen, have a yarn, and find the best definition of a job or career is find something you love doing, eh? Find something to pay you to do it or start your own business doing it. That's the case, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, we want to help employers find the right people for their business and build better connections in the community. Mm, so bring fantastic. All of our local employers to the community. Yeah.
So you help the participants in regarding their resumes and such and help them get like work ready?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep, yep. So we help our customers with overcoming a variety of barriers. So people can come to us with all sorts of things such as housing, transport, access to health services, limited work history, illness. They may have been made redundant or they may have been stay-at-home parents for a number of years. So every person's different.
Sure.
So what we do, it's all about getting to know each of our people and understanding how best to support every person that we work with by giving every person every chance.
Yeah, exactly. And look, we all got a pass. Don't mean we have to live there. Old granddad used to say, like a jet aeroplane, don't have revision mirrors. So need to focus on where we're going and focus on the journey ahead. But anybody at any moment can start a new future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so that's the platform we're talking about here, aren't we, Natasha, you know? And for people to come to the table, have that yarn, and you go from there. And if you try something and you don't like it, well, change, you're not a tree. You know what I mean? You can move on.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm picking up.
Yep.
Mm.
100%. So for our customers, we want them to feel comfortable and confident in finding work.
Yeah.
And doing that in these kind of events is a very relaxed and friendly environment and very effective in linking people in the community to local jobs.
Mm.
And people just being comfortable and letting the employer see them at their best.
Sure. Employers, they're in a position, well, they're at the table because they're in a position of they're looking for workers. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So finding the right work. So, if you don't know nothing about our industry, but I'm loving your attitude and loving the way you present yourself, then that's a foot in the door, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's all about creating those opportunities.
Yeah, fantastic. And so this Max Connect Me Day, how often do you guys do this?
Oh, well, this is the exciting part about it. We've been lucky enough to have our regional managers step up behind us with Tasha in the community, and we're looking to run these about 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay.
So they're not just going to be a one-off.
Sure.
We want to really get stable in the community, really build up some real strong partnerships with local businesses. And as you say, we've got a large portfolio where we're linking up. We've got the RTO that's stepping people through, getting literacy, digital literacy programs. We've got heaps of stuff that we can support and then transition them into the workplace.
Fantastic. Can we talk about some of the successful applicants who've gone through the program with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this particular event, we're aiming for about 150 customers to come through. And linking them with those employers on the day. So we've had a number of good news stories come out of these events where, again, customers who didn't feel that maybe they had that opportunity came along and met with the employers. And we've had, quite a number of success stories that have come out of it.
Sure.
Where they've been into sustainable long-term employment.
Because when a participant or anybody out there going for like a job interview, for example, sometimes a bit daunting, you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
But I always say when you're going for an interview, they're interviewing you as in if you're the right person for the job. But at the same time, you're interviewing them saying, listen, can you, are you good enough to take me on? Because, you know, I'm choosy as well. But success breeds success, you know. And what I'm picking up here, Max Connect Me Day, it's like an interview, but there's people across the table and around the room. So you can just go from one place to another. And it's like a mini interview, but then you can get your feel as well to, listen, I like what they do there and I like that person. Feel comfortable,
exactly.
Go back there and have a chat and, yeah, then you can go back and hone in on the conversations that you had.
Exactly, and that's where we can assist with, you know, organising another interview, like a proper formal interview after that, and seeing what preparation they need to get to that, what support they may require, both on the employer side and on the customer side.
Exactly.
And just helping our customers actually feel comfortable in no shame, breaking that barrier of, hey, who are you? What am I doing here? You know, but when we take that barrier away and we get them an actual interview after the event, they'll be comfortable saying, oh, I met you at that there. Yeah. Now I know a face to the name. I'm more confident. I know I can do the job for you.
Yes.
But I was just a bit taken back beforehand, you know?
And look, we're talking about Indigenous employment here as well. For employers to be at the table, then that just shows that they're Indigenous friendly. And,
correct.
You know, because we're talking about racism here, stamping it out, and that shouldn't be at the table. But by the fact that they're there, that's a good thing. That's a good bridge builder, isn't it? You know, and
absolutely.
Your participants shouldn't be feeling daunting because of the fact they've got black skin. You know what I mean?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And again, it comes back to that every person, every chance.
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. Well, we'll yarn closer to the day, you guys. Thank you, Max Solutions, doing a fantastic job there. The Max Solution, is it only based up here? Is it around the state? Or?
Yeah, we're national footprint.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So we've got over 150 locations around the country.
There you go. All right, so... Kicking goals, franchise, yeah, want fries with that? Like, mini McDonald's, but that's good. So Max Connect Day happening on the 27th of March here in Cairns, 10:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon at the Cairns Basketball, home of the Marlins. They call it the Fish Tank. So that's happening there. And do people need to be signed up with Solutions to attend?
Correct.
And how customers. Do they do that?
So there's a process that's in place. Most of our customers are already with our organisation.
Yes.
But if they do feel like they would like to come over and see what offer we can do, they just contact through their Centrelink or MyGov and they can do a transition over to us. The door's always open. People connect with different services and providers. And so, you know, our motto is every person, every chance. And, we just welcome the opportunities that the Cairns communities have created.
Fantastic.
For our people, you know, it's just wonderful to see and feel.
Yeah, good. Now, leading up to 27th March, Natasha, just quickly ask you, people can come in and sign up now and get the ball rolling regarding looking for employment, can't they?
Absolutely. Come in and have a chat with us. You can send us an email, contact our number that's on our website. But any employers that are listening too, if you want to be part of what's happening, please do reach out to us.
All right, fantastic. And the email is cairns at maxemploymentoneword.com.au.
Correct.
Or you can phone 1-800-603-503.
Yep.
There is two Dilly. Natasha, nice to catch up.
Lovely to catch up. Thank you.
Man, brother. We'll talk soon. All the best. Max Solutions represent. All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the guys from Max Solution. And that's Natasha and Williams, that is, and Damien Martin from Max Employments. And they're talking about Max Connect Me Day. And I love that concept, that idea. So you might go and have a chat with Max Solutions. And on March 27, you can meet an array of employers who are looking to employ people. So... Too Deadly, your mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, the deadly number, 1-800-422-416. With the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. You're Too Deadly, your mob.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I, to indigenize history's information. O, is to overcome the obstaculization. N, is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R, is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders upon the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. I, to indigenize information on the board. I, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. Ah, to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. Ah, to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. Ah, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. Ha, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. Oh, it's to recognize. Ah, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
Yeah, recognition. That's Savage Soldier here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning, Tony. How are you? Tony, you there? Good morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey,
good,
brother. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm covered in stitches at the moment. I had surgery yesterday. The skin cancer right in the corner of my eye by my nose.
Okay. Right, yeah. Good. How are you feeling? All right, bro?
Yeah, well, I'm on here. I'm still above ground, mate. I went out Rain Tree's way yesterday. I saw your picture up there, Trevor, for council.
Yeah, running for local government here in Cairns. Yes, Division 4 with Team Eden, yep. Amy Eden, who's going for mayor. I'm in her team, yes.
Oh, really? You can make a difference in there, and you've had a lot of training group here. No, that's right, mate. You know, Blackface in that area, you can make a real difference there.
Well, we need real people, you know. We're talking about local government, so local people, you know. I mean, been in Cairns for 40-odd years, and Jack and I are high school sweethearts, Cairns State High School, and, you know, 33 years marriage. So, yeah, I think so. Keep it real, brother, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been here 40 years now, a bit longer. And so I'll get on to the subject.
Yes.
There's somebody else. They're the king at the moment, Crook.
Yes, that's right. King Charles, diagnosed with cancer.
King Charles III. What I want to say is that King George III, he was the one that sent the first fleet here after Cook under the orders of war. And we're talking about the Governor-General, Lydia Thorpe's hot on him at the moment. He's just a spokesperson for the Crown. They can sack government like they did with Gough Whitlam and all that. But King Charles, while he's alive, I think the good thing is, I mean, he's had a fair go in life, and they say he might not come to this country. I think that would be a good thing for this country that he doesn't come here, because I wouldn't like to see the bullshit.
Well, but the thing is,
the King Charles has got the right to undo King George's orders. I mean, that's where it came from, mate. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you've got the power now, King Charles, so yes, you can change rules if you want to.
Well, he should be able to undo King George's orders. I think in Sydney too, I think that's why George Street is named after that warmonger there now. I mean, they're pulling down Captain Cook statues all over the place.
Yes.
I think George Street in Sydney is named after King George, so that's a national disgrace too for activists, a bit of extra thing. And Waitangi Day in yesterday, and I'll get off soon, the Waitangi Day was in New Zealand yesterday, and the Commonwealth there, they're trying to undo the sovereignty, eh?
Yes.
The treaty and all
First
that.
First Nation people across the planet have got a fight up there, got a fight in their hands and uphill battle. Of course they do.
Yeah, I listened to Rob before, and they're on about houses and stuff. And they're, well, how can you have houses when you've got land and you can't build on it? You can't even have a, well, when the council takes over the native title, you can't even have a cross in the cemetery, and the council are rivered out. And Goldsborough, they got the right to camp for 3 days. And the native title said they can build a humpy. Yeah. This is basically, and now it should be first people first, like it was going. Yeah, I was an immigrant. There's desperate people coming here. But Murray been First Nation people first for housing.
Yes, exactly. Getting your point across, I've got to go to another caller, my friend, but thank you for your call, Tony.
Yep, thank you, Trev.
Thanks, mate. Tony Gibbs calling, having his say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Have your say. Any topic, all is here on the Deadly Program, National Talk Black. You can text the brother as well, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM to Deadly.
It's easier than saying it's complicated, and I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm overreacting, just sick of you asking me over and over, then tell me it's over when I say it's complicated, when I don't.
Lost your sanity, 'cause you're way too young and way
Yeah, Therapy Budgery, featuring YDE here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for Your Daily Program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, we're looking to get even more people reporting racism against First Nations people ahead of the launch of a new Call It Out app at the end of March. We're going to catch up with Yana, Professor Chris Kaneen, lead researcher for Call It Out. And Professor Kaneen has a national and international reputation as a leading criminologist specializing in Indigenous people and the law, juvenile justice, restorative justice and policing, as well as prison issues and human rights. But we do have Chris on the line. Chris, good morning. How are you, Chris? Hello? Chris, you there? Chris is not there. We'll try again with Chris. Chris, you there, Chris? No, we'll try and get Chris back online and talk about, this space. I'm loving the Call It Out app. That's what it is. And we need to stamp out racism and all its ugly form. And that's whether it be in the workplace, on the sporting field, in the schools, in the shopping centres, wherever it may be. So, look, we'll just see if we've got Chris here again. Chris, you there? Good morning. No, Chris is not there. We'll try it with Chris on that number again. But look, stay tuned, you mob. Add to the conversation. We've got 10 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. A voice for our people, so do utilise it. And that number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text about 0457140550, BBN 987 FM. And we'll try and get Chris Kaneen back online. Stay tuned.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome, Blackie Mob. As I was saying, going to catch up with Yarn with Professor Chris Kaneen, our lead researcher of Call It Out app. And it's about a better way of reporting racism against First Nation people. And this is ahead of the launch of the new Call It Out app. And we have Chris on the line. Chris, good morning, Chris. How are you? Professor Chris, not there. Got some phones playing up here at the moment. We'll try again. Chris, you there? No, that's not happening. Professor Chris, look, a very important conversation when we're talking about a new app. Well, any tool we talk about when we're stamping out racism is a powerful tool. So we are in the 21st century, and we'll just try again. You there? Chris, hello, Chris? Chris, no, Chris is not there. Thank you, we are. There it is. So we'll try and get Chris back. I want to talk about this fantastic app, and it's being launched at the end of March. So there it is, and like I said, a powerful tool. But yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome, Blackie Mob. We've got Chris Kaneen, Professor Chris Kaneen on the line. Professor, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yes. Here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Professor?
And Chris is fine. No, no,
the thank you, Chris. Give you your title, but yes, thank you, Chris. Where are you based, my friend?
Yeah, look, I'm spend some time in Cairns, but okay. I spend most of my time in Blue Mountains out of Sydney.
Okay. Beautiful area. Thank you very much. So, look, very excited. Launch of the new Call It Out app at the end of March. We're talking about another tool or a greater tool for the 21st century about reporting racism against First Nation people. Any tool reporting racism is a good tool, yes.
Absolutely. And, we've had Call It Out up and running now for nearly 2 years, but only online. And so we wanted to get an app developed, the phone app developed, to make it easier for people to record stuff.
So how will it work? Paint the picture there, please, Chris.
Yeah, so look, you just download the app and you can just fill it in on the phone, basically. There's a number of questions.
Mm.
One of the things about Call It Out is that it's the person who experienced racism, they can record it, but also anyone who witnesses racism or anyone who is a family member or a friend of an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person who experiences racism can put it online. So, can put it on the phone app.
And so is it like a video, is it, or is it a recording?
No, you just tick a box, basically, and you can actually, it also has a voice recording part, so you can record, what happened to you or what you saw happen to somebody else.
Yeah.
So you can actually, use a voice recording as well, so you don't have to kind of, if you're like me, use two fingers to type something into it.
Sure, you're like me too. So it becomes a tool in regarding evidence, you could say. Is that right?
Yeah, and look, it's been important for us. We've, the first full year that we had it, there were about 550 reports of racism against First Nations people. And to put that in perspective, that's more than what, anti-discrimination commissions or the National Human Rights Commission receive. And so it's a really important way of people, it gives people the opportunity to say what happened to them, and that can be really just important in itself,
And Chris, we're talking about all platforms, aren't we? We're talking about the sporting arena. We're talking about in the workplace. We're talking about schools, university, all the above, out in public. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In the shopping centre.
Yep.
Real estate agent, police.
Applying for a job.
What's that?
Applying for a job.
Applying for a job.
Yeah, didn't get the job because it's a black thing, whatever case may be. Yeah.
So all of those things, or in the media, whether it's on television or whether it's online, social media, Facebook, and so on.
Yes.
Because we know there's plenty of racism on Facebook, that's for sure, and other platforms.
Yeah. No. Look, this is great, and thank you very much. So at the end of March, this will come out. They're launching the new Call It Out app at the end of March. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to use Call It Out, you can just do it online.
Yes.
So, on your computer. And it's just callitout, one word, .com.au.
Beautiful. Chris, thank you for your yarn. Very important tool, very important space. And we need to stamp out racism across the board. Thank you very much and all the best. And we'll keep in touch, my friend.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is. That's Professor Chris Kinnean, our lead researcher for Call It Out app. And that comes out at the end of March. There is a Call It Out online, but now they're bringing an app to the table, which is fantastic. So do check it out, your mob. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program, your mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.